We're speaking with J.D. Cecilia. He's director of the Defense Department's Lean Six Sigma Program Office. And coming up on June 8th through 10 in Lansdowne, Virginia, there is the 2010 DoD Performance Symposium. So, J.D., good morning. Great to have you on.
Good morning, Tom. Thanks for having me.
So tell us about the symposium coming up. What happens at a performance symposium?
Thanks. Once a year, the Department of Defense hosts a performance symposium. We bring together some of the top-tier speakers, the senior leadership across the Department of Defense, and what we want to do is really highlight some of the progress we've made against the top priority goals that we set for that year. This year, it's a little bit different in that we went outside of the Department of Defense, and we asked for some of the federal government agencies to speak as well. Our keynote address will be by Mr. Jeffrey Zients, who's the Director of Management of the Office of Management and Budget, and he's also the Federal Chief Performance Officer.
Sure.
So this year we get to hear from really the top of the pyramid as far as performance goes from Jeffrey Zients.
And so is Six Sigma, Lean Six Sigma, is that a big part of the performance plan overall?
Absolutely. You know, what happens is, as our senior leaders indicate what the priorities are for the year, Six Sigma comes into play of trying to close the gap between the desired level of performance and our baseline. And typically, there are many, many opportunities for us to use that methodology to close that gap and bring us up to desired level of performance.
And what are some of the domains within defense that actually are using Lean Six Sigma that might be at the conference or just that use Lean Six Sigma at all?
There'll be a couple of areas that'll be highlighted. Some of the big ticket items that we've looked at in the past, which have made some progress, is in the acquisition. So we have that domain. We also have the human resources. We're shortening the hiring cycle to bring in an employee to the federal government. Then we're going to talk to the service representatives. We have senior general officers from each of the services that'll be speaking. In particular, one that has great application and has used Lean Six Sigma in a theater at war will be General McGee, who's coming to us from ARCENT in Kuwait, and he's going to talk about the many different applications that he's used to assist in the retrograde from Iraq and Kuwait and enable the surge in Afghanistan. So that's going to be an interesting briefing as well.
So it sounds like Lean Six Sigma can really apply to kinetic situations as well as to paperwork and managerial situations.
It really can. I mean, if there's a process involved in some sort of output or outcome, then there's an application to review that process, find out what's keeping it from performing at its optimum level, and then put together a plan that will fix it and sustain that performance over time.
And that's a great definition. And you might want to also fill us in just for background and how the name Six Sigma actually applies to this. How'd that come about?
Well, actually, the full title is Lean Six Sigma, so it's really two components. Lean is focused on reducing waste. It goes through, as you can imagine from the name, and takes out the fat, so to speak, or the waste of a process, the unnecessary, duplicative, or non-value added. So the first thing that happens is lean is applied, and it reduces, say, a process has 15 steps in it. After a lean application, it may only have 7. So you've reduced it down by 50% on the number of things that have to happen. The Six Sigma piece is then looking at those remaining 7 steps and finding out what it is that happens in each step and what kind of errors or defects may creep in that would cause either a poor outcome or rework. We've all been through that process where it's taken 9 times to get the document through, or 9 times to get a piece of equipment accepted and transferred and shipped, et cetera. So what we do with the Six Sigma piece is we examine what is it that's going wrong, identify what the root cause of that defect is, and then put in place something that will eliminate the defects. So at the end of the day, you have a process that is faster and produces a quality output.
Yeah, it's the old saying, there's never enough time to do it right, but there's always plenty of time to do it over 9 times.
That's exactly right.
And we're talking with J.D. Cecilia. He's director of the Defense Department's Lean Six Sigma Program Office. And earlier when we spoke, a couple months back, you had noted that in a demonstration project, you were able to show that a hiring could take place of a federal employee coming into DOD in 30 days. You were able to apply the Six Sigma program, the Lean Six Sigma, to that process. With respect to procurement and acquisition, do you think that it's possible to similarly and dramatically reduce the time and number of steps and still live within the federal acquisition regulation?
That is a great question. I believe in the art of the possible that absolutely. There are many, many opportunities for us to improve our acquisition process. It will not be done overnight, obviously. It will not be done without an extraordinarily high amount of effort and resources applied against it. However, what we're doing in that process is not unrecoverable. We can make significant improvements if we apply these principles. And it's been done at smaller scales. It has just not been done across the enterprise.
So, in other words, it's something you have to apply, I mean, the whole process, really, not just acquisition, but to any process. It sounds like it's a good idea to pick a small area, apply it there, and then scale it up.
Well, that's exactly right. Our methodology is that we will look at an enterprise end-to-end process, and we will attempt to solve the problem on a smaller scale, on a more tightly scoped project, and then demonstrate that it works, and then use replication across the other components so that we solve it first at a smaller level, and we work out the bugs and make any adjustments that we need to, and then we deploy it across the enterprise with a higher degree of confidence that it'll work.
And getting back to the DOD Performance Symposium, which comes up June 8th through 10, it's not just DOD, though. You've got a lot of other agencies attending.
That's correct. We've extended our invitation to anybody in the federal government. And so we have a lot of people already signed up. What's exciting about this is in 1 month of advertisement, we're well over 200 people that have already registered for it. We typically get between 500 and 1,100. Somewhere in the middle there is about right. But I'm not so much concerned about the numbers as I am the quality. Having the right people there is important. And judging from the registrations right now, we're on the right track. We've got people in leadership positions involved in performance, and we've got practitioners that are actually out there doing it. So I think we've got the right mix right now.
Well, good luck on the conference, and I thank you for speaking with me.
Great. Thanks, Tom.
And that's J.D. Cecilia. He's Director of Defense Department's Lean Six Sigma Program Office.